God bless you. Welcome to Heart of Worship Ministries podcast. This is our second episode. We thank God for you. Amazing feedback from last week's episode. And we're going to continue. I pray that you keep on watching and supporting and forward it to someone. We want this to grow and to reach further for the glory Amen. Of God. Today, I am joined to my right, my brother Angelo.
Amen.
And all the way to my left is my brother Colia, Amen. The worship leader.
God bless you.
And we are blessed today to announce that we have our first guest minister all the way from San Antonio, Texas, Moving Forward Ministries, Heart of Worship,
Amen.
Pastor Nick.
Amen. Bless Amen. You. God bless you. God bless you. Truly an honor to be on here tonight. I thank the Lord for what he's been doing
Amen.
Here
Amen.
At the Heart of Worship. And what he's been doing at moving forward in San Antonio, the Heart of Worship.
Amen.
The fire of God has been so amazing there. Amen. Pastor, the Lord has been moving in such a mighty way. I thank the Lord for this time that I'm here to share with you in fellowship. Yesterday we had truly amazing time
amazing
touches. In the presence of God. God spoke in such a mighty way.
He did.
And tonight, like I said, I'm thankful for what God's going to do.
Amen. Amen. We're blessed to have you, Pastor.
Bless you.
Last week, we talked about some things that I believe, and we want to continue to do this. So they might sound basic to some point, but when you start reading closer, there is a broader answer. Now, we always want to give the contextual answer. We don't want to give our opinion, but rather allow Scripture to interpret Scripture. That's going to be the highlight and through any explanation and any teaching that we give. So if you were with us last week, if you did not hear or watch last week's podcast, it is available. This is episode 2. Episode 1, we talked about worship. We talked about the concepts of worship. We talked about the ideas of worship. And also we spoke about what is truly biblical fellowship, if you guys remember that. And Amen. We also talked about what is the church.
Come on.
And at times maybe we get the impression of the ministry or the function or the idea of the church might be just taught by us that it is a building. And we get to know in Scripture that is not. So we want to do kind of like a second phase because there's still many questions that need to be answered. So what we like to do, I'm going to give the first question to my brother Colia. And this is just to kind of open a greater range of questions that the audience, I believe, would want to ask. And I'm going to say for me, maybe I can relate to it so much because as a young believer, there was a lot of questions that I maybe just gave my own idea.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And it Very kept good. Me away mm-hmm. from a fellowship with church.
Very
it
good.
Kept me away maybe to even have a pastor.
Mm. Very good.
So, Colia, I'll let you take over the lead on the question. It's all yours, brother.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. So, we've been talking about church audience, if I'm saying it right, because I can't pronounce it right. But one of the questions I had... a lot of things I hear from people, from believers,
mm-hmm.
is I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, but I have church at home. Mm. I don't need to go to church. Church is not necessary for me. Some people, they like choosing Jesus, but not choosing the church.
Mm.
So my question, Pastor, I had a few questions. Can a Christian, a believer... him being out of church, him or her being out of church, not a part of the church, can they grow spiritually? Can they be nourished in the word? Mm. Can they mature in Christ?
Wow.
If they're not a part of the church?
Very good.
Very good. Goli, I'm going to say the truth to you. I think at one point or another, I can't say that I denied the faith, but in a way, you start to think about it. I was in those seasons of isolation, Colia.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you grow up into some measure. And I'm going to say this statement first so that you, the audience, understand this is a very clear assumption. And this would, we're going to build forward with this. As a born again believer, to say that I don't want to be part of the church,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this to you. it's like you're literally turning your back away on Jesus.
That's so good.
Because without the community of believers, and I want to make this clear so that we don't think that church is brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. It is not. So we look at the book of Revelations that gives us a very beautiful understanding that in the Western culture, huge temples or structures were built after, and we can go to first century, second century, even all the way to third century believers, and there was not an actual building where they're That's all right. gathered.
Amazing.
Yeah, most of them got together in community halls if they had that. But it wasn't actually an address with a logo in a church. Oh, we only having church here. As a matter of fact, when you look at the seven churches in Asia Minor, catch 22. When John was given the revelation in the island Patmos and he goes to make copies, he didn't go walk into an actual church. He gave it to the leader of the church, not an actual building. So the community of believers was the church. I think I want to highlight that first because it says that the church gathered.
That's so good.
We didn't go to church. The huge body of believers that profess and receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, gathering together, became essentially what the church is. So, to answer by scripture, I want to highlight the fact is that the church was founded by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Ephesians chapter 2, and you know, we can read the whole chapter, but for the sake of time, I would advise always read the whole chapter, not just the one verse. We don't want to create a whole theology based on one verse, but for the sake of time, we want to bring this program into a, you know, reasonable time. So I would answer in this way. I would say, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So when you look at the very builders rejected this chief cornerstone, which is Christ, essentially. So what are we then? We are the small stones that lean upon That's that good. Chief cornerstone.
Man.
So if I say, well, Pastor, I'm a believer, but I don't want to be part of the other stones because I don't like them. Then that is, I think it brings another question. Because the real truth is, and this is going to create some waves, I feel. If you love the Lord, then you ought to love your brother and your sister in the faith. Because the only way that you can truly display that you love Christ would be by loving your brother and your sister in the faith.
Very good. That's good.
So I believe that's the structure of it. Can I stay on this longer? Yes, I can. But for the idea, for the most part, if Jesus Christ is the founder of the church and he's the chief cornerstone in which the builders rejected, then the church is built upon, spiritually speaking, upon the small stones, like Paul says, and are building upon that chief cornerstone that handles all of the weight of the structure, all of the weight. When we say he's the head of the church, believe me when I say he's the head of the church. You take Jesus out of the equation, there is no church. We are left with religion. So we have to be very careful. Because if he's not ruling by love, by compassion, how is supposed to? And this goes abroad, I feel, even for our own city, for Pastor Nick in his own city. The actual passion of Christ will allow you to go after the people so that you can bring him into your ministry. No, you bring him into the kingdom.
That's right.
And that's what gives us the idea that the church grows, not because we want our brand to grow, but because we want the kingdom to grow. I think that would be a straight answer to that. Pastor Nick, I want to definitely hear your voice in this. And what would you, same question, I believe, that Kolya said. What would be something that you would add on top of that?
Pastor, it just comes to the point is that we can't have one without the other, Kolya. We can't have a relationship with God and not be a part of his church because it's coming against the whole plan of Christ. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, and I love this, Pastor. It says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Perfect. Oh my God, amen. Pastor, when you look at that, you understand that just being a Christian is just not being Christ-like, but it's being a part of a body, of a structure, Pastor. Amen. So when you look at it, as we come together as the body, Korea, We're coming together as something unified, Pastor.
Amen.
And when we come unified, we have to understand, church, that the Jesus is the head of the body. So when we come and say, hey, I want to be the part of the body, but I don't want to be associated with the body. I want to just be a part.
Mm. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. It brings a brighter sense, Pastor. It brings this sense to us saying that, hey, I'll be the arm that's supposed to be part of the church, but I don't want to be connected to the body itself. How could you function? Are you getting that?
Amazing.
And that's the truth.
And I wanted to share something on that real quick. In 1 Corinthians 12:12, look what it says. For as the body is one, and as many members, but all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Mm. Amen. So it's exactly what you said, Pastor. Is God has called the church to become one body. We're one. And now Tumotos, I don't want to be a part of that. You're being controversy to the contrary to what the word is saying.
Very good.
The word is telling us that we're one. I took emotos, you know, maybe I'll just stay home. I'll be a Christian at home. I don't want to have nothing to do with the body.
Very good.
How it does?
Very good, Kolya. And you said that word and it brought something to light. When we say the believer, maybe sometimes people do something to us. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna drop this. I'm gonna say this. There's even been leaving one church, going to another church,
mm-hmm.
because that had issue with the people in that church.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but this is a common problem.
Yes.
In our culture.
Yes.
Okay. Amea na manikomania, amesia menkado problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does the Bible talk about this? The Bible talks about this love that he gives us that covers a multitude of sin.
Lord. Very good.
Now, why am I even saying this? It's because we need to walk in humility if we want to walk as a body of Christ. Because when I receive this gift of salvation, we ought to walk in a gratitude and thank you. A walk of humility Amen. Is a walk of forgiveness.
Amen.
Amen.
That is at the core of who we are.
Very good.
Because we forgive, because we have been forgiven. Right, Angela?
Very good.
Amen.
We have been forgiven a great debt that we can never pay back.
Mm.
So why would I treat someone that has created a small offense? I have to say this. The greatest offenses keep on getting stronger when there's no forgiveness.
Oh, man.
I believe that Jesus warned us about offenses. Offenses will come, but woe to those which the offenses will come from. But the only way I believe this barrier, this fence, there was a message that God allowed me to minister a while back, was the fence that offense builds.
Mm.
And then in a way, we get offended. And I'm just saying as it is, this is not something that we talked about sharing. I'm sharing. This is kind of live right now. Offenses do come and create a barrier, and we don't let anyone come in, and we don't let no one go out.
Oh, that's so good.
And then we isolate ourselves. I'm a believer, but I'm offended. And then we don't go to the church, to the believers, to the body. I would say if you're looking for a remedy, by the grace of God, ask him to give you strength to forgive and to forget and get restored back to a body of Christ, whoever you are that is listening to this, because isolation is not what Jesus Christ has called you for. He called you to be part of a body, to flourish, to grow, and to have a minister, and to have leaders that are going to pour into you. And listen, I will say this for myself. Every single one of us needs to be corrected for the glory of God. Amen?
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Again, I this is like such a broad question factor. Angelo, I know you want to jump on this too. And the same question that Kolya built on, I believe it has some space still to grow. What would be your answer to that, beginning with the question that Kolya said?
Well, Pastor, Pastor Nick, Kolya, I think of something. Jewish tradition
has it that when a Jewish young lady was to be engaged to a groom, there would be a ceremonial cup that they would both drink out of. Mm-hmm. And got a certain cup there, she would drink out of this as he was leaving to come back for his bride. And by the way, she would not know the time or the hour.
Amazing.
When he would return. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
But she would be ready and she would drink out of that cup in remembrance that there is someone who loves me and is coming back for me and has gone to prepare a place for me.
Amen.
I can't help but think of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In issuing out what we do in church or communion.
Absolutely. Come on.
How do I stay home and not partake in communion with my brothers? And then it's amazing how we're talking about forgiveness and bitterness. You know, I wanted to say something. Out of sight, out of mind isn't a solution. Samoka, the person that offended you is down the road at another church, Haitu Kata. That doesn't change the fact that there's still a problem.
Very good.
Okay. Out of sight, out of mind is not what we want to hold on
here.
Very
good.
Okay.
Very good.
But listen to Matthew 26:29 in regarding what I said. Oh, Jesus Pinel, I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. So glory to God. You want to know something? Bishas Kareem, we don't partake of communion. But could I say something? Since Jesus had drunk out of the cup with his disciples, until then, till now, he's desiring Tepel Godot Tusa.
Amen.
Because we've been offended, we don't want to have nothing to do with the body. No, there's no excuse there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Very good.
I just want to build on that for a second.
Please, Pastor.
Can I build on that?
Please, Pastor. Go ahead.
John chapter 14 verse 3 says something. You mentioned it just now, and it says that, and if I go and I prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. And I loved it how you emphasized on this this topic, and he said something here, Koria, that the bride has to get ready. It's a tradition, right? And if you look a little bit deeper, Pastor, in this tradition, it's truly truly amazing. It's because what happens is when a son at that time would grow older, he would be sent out by the father to go into a foreign land, a kaveski, so that he don't know where he's going because it's not familiar. It's an unfamiliar place. And when he would go there, Pastor, he would search for himself a bride. Amazing. And once he would find the bride, he would tell her to wait here as he goes back to his father's house to prepare a place for his bride. And he would begin to build a house. He would begin to fix the house for her. And this bride, she would stay at home prepared in her dress.
Ready.
But you know what's amazing is because she never knows when the groom is coming. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Until she finds out when she hears the trumpets, Koria, at her window, she knows that it's her wedding date. Then what's the point? The point is, you said something. It's about communion. He desires that. And if we look at this, he was sent from the Father to a foreign land, Pastor, to look for a bride and to make a purchase, which was the church. So when we say we can't go to church, we're saying that we don't want to be part of the bride. We don't want to be part of the purchasing. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Gentlemen, all of the answers was amazing. And for the viewer, maybe there's you're just the person that says, you know what, I'm just gonna stay home, read my word, and keep to myself, and I could have church in my home by myself. Well, listen. Ame, we're called Christians. Aodivano Christian minope Christ-like.
Amen.
That's right.
And Paul says, follow my example as I followed the example of Christ. And I believe that we're called as Christians to follow Christ's example. And there was nothing mediocre about Jesus. So good. In my opinion, in everybody's opinion, he was the one of the best examples of a true servant.
That's right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Pastor. And I believe that this is, as Christians, this is what we was called to do.
Amen.
Is we was called to be in fellowship. We was called Amen. To be a part of the church. We was called to minister. We was called to study his word. We was called to, live a life of worship. Nothing mediocre.
Amen.
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 That's so good.
Absolutely. I believe also, in which I'm extremely passionate about this, I believe that there also needs to be an understanding that the purpose of the church is not necessarily just to go to church and to partake in a service,
mm-hmm.
but I believe in development.
Mm. Amen.
That's good.
I believe that in a pastoral leadership role in a church, and I'm not talking about a building again, we're talking about in a community of believers, that we submit to those that simply take care of us.
Mm. Amen.
I'm a product of mentorship. I had someone that took care of me and groomed me and took care of me. And I believe together with that ordinance of the church, and maybe we're not covering every single base. And yeah, I believe you're right, Golia. Maybe it's not necessarily because people are offended or people did something, but I know so That's many right. people that choose isolation.
That's right.
And I believe even in this COVID season,
That's
so
right.
many people that were accustomed to yeah. go to the church that was normal, now it became normal to be out
Amazing.
Of the church.
Very good.
And I don't believe that that's something that we should stay in. If anything is accomplished tonight, you, the audience, I don't know where you are, it doesn't matter, get connected to a place. And I'm gonna say why you should be connected to a place. I'm reading now from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. I'm only going to read one verse. And it says that obey those who rule over you and submit and be submissive, for they watch over your soul as those who must give an account, and let them do so with a joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. How amazing that the idea of submitting to a leader, it's because he's responsible for you. He watches over you.
That's so good.
I believe that we need to shift maybe in this season, that the shift should be, I'm part of a church because I need to be developed. I need to be groomed.
Amen.
I need to Very grow.
Good. Amen.
So that we don't stay the same. I think the greatest problem we feel at times is going to church and not experiencing growth because we're not submitted to someone that could teach us the word, that can pour into us
Amen.
And love on you. Because let me tell you something, and we say it's the body, but if one part of the body hurts, the whole body
That's
hurts.
Right, Pastor.
That's right,
Pastor.
That should be the idea of you being part of a body.
Very good.
And if it's not rooted with that idea that Jesus Christ is the head and we are the rest of the body, I promise you, if you hurt your leg, the whole body's going to suffer.
That's right.
Right. And this is ideas that I believe need to be implemented. Are we going to cover everything tonight? No. But I believe it's a step moving forward so that we get out of that routine and get back in our place of worship.
Amen.
The
glory
of God.
Amen. Pastor, I just want to, you was talking about submitting. And this is truly amazing. How could we say that we're believers and not submit to the word of God?
Very good.
Because Pastor, you just said something about leadership. You mentioned that a believer should submit to a church, to a pastor, so that they could be watched over and that they could govern them to make sure that they're growing, Pastor, to make sure that they watch where they go so that they could be to reach that full potential is what Amen. I'm trying to get. And we ask this question and we say, well, how could we do that and be a Christian at home but not submitting? And this is the word of God, Pastor. Amen. This is what the word of God shows us. It shows us that we must submit to the word of God because we love God. And if we love God, Perfect. Pastor, then we have to submit to the leaders of the churches because that's what his word says, does it not?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
I just wanted to touch on that for
Perfect.
A second.
Perfect.
Amen. You know, as you gentlemen was talking, and this is such as the Holy Spirit, this just came up. Oh, Elijah Nashlo got that a threat from an evil woman, Jezebel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the Bible says that he ran to the mountain of God. And it's so interesting, Pastor, what the Lord God asked of Elijah. And I think this is for the viewer at home who stays home and who's been offended or who let a problem or a thing hold them back at the Ikangari and they go in isolation. Listen to what the word of the Lord was to Elijah. And the word of the Lord came to him at that mountain, Pinka. What are you doing here, Elijah? Salo diladat sadikas kako penotuka. What are you doing there? You know that cave you got. Gagoditiabil. What are you doing there?
Very good.
I didn't call you here. I didn't call you into isolation. I didn't call you into depression. I called you to believe a part of the believers. Be a part of them as you grow and as they cultivate you. Get to a house where they will cultivate the gift and the anointing that's on your life.
Amen.
Not beshano isolation. Odell Penel, what are you doing here? Go back. Go back to your church.
Very good.
Go back to your brothers.
Very good.
Amen.
Very good. Amen.
Amazing. Amazing. I think I love every answer, and at each one I believe brought something different to it. Angelo, great. I think I would have not added anything to that. The reference scripture that Pastor Nick said was John chapter 14.
Amen.
And Jesus answered and says to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make his home within him.
Chuda.
Amazing.
What an amazing thing. And this is, doesn't matter who you are. I don't care what city you're at or where you're listening to.
That's right.
This has truly got to do with your own personal relationship with the Lord. Maybe you're not going to find him in church. Maybe you'll encounter him now. Man. But because God has encountered you and you abide in his word, that should drive you to be part of a community.
There.
It's not because sometimes we look, the church doesn't save you. We need to take that out of our mind.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ gets the glory for it. He's the one that brings salvation, and he's the one that is knocking at the door of your heart.
Lord.
And if we allow him just to, Lord, if these men and what they're saying is true, I want to accept you in my heart. I want to take this time to say, if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, renew your vows, whatever it might be. Just this is a moment in a time that God comes to you. Maybe you're watching on Instagram. Maybe you're watching on Facebook or whatever platform or Apple Podcasts. It doesn't matter. God found a way to get your attention.
Amen.
And maybe we forgot about our first love. Maybe we let offenses. Maybe we let little things. Maybe COVID messed up your pattern. Whatever it might be, God didn't make a mistake by calling you out.
Amen.
I pray that you take this word, and if you didn't listen to last week's episode, listen, because we talk about worship. And I pray that changes our perspective. I think I'm going to leave it for my topic at that end, on that side. Closing statements, Golia, Angelo, anything you want to add?
No, we're good. We're good.
Pastor?
No, good. Covered everything for the glory of God.
I thank God for this. I know this is only but the beginning. How this would grow even greater. I pray that reaches into your home. Pray for us too, all of us, because we want this to go further and beyond. And we get blessed. Amen. And I want to say this. We get blessed when you get blessed.
Amen.
And I pray this is an amazing experience for you as much as it is for us. Don't think that this is rehearsed. This is raw video.
Amen.
What you see is what you get.
Amen.
And we'll be live soon. I'm going to ask something from you. If you have a question, if you have something that you want to the answer for, DM us, whatever platform. You see it somewhere on Heart of Worship, one of the staff or myself will get it. God bless you. We love you. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you. Until next time, stay in tune next week, Wednesday, for our next episode. God bless you.
God bless. God bless.